This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Who it is, he wants voters to give President Trump's 2020 opponent a landslide victory to prevent a second term for the president.
All of us should use every breath we have to make sure that the lying stops January 20th, 2021.
Comey telling an audience in New York City last night that Democrats have to put aside policy differences and nominate the person who has the best chance of defeating Donald Trump. A bit of a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court today for Planned Parenthood, as justices have refused to hear an appeal from two states that have been aiming to prohibit public funding for the organization through Medicaid. Louisiana and Kansas were trying to block people on Medicaid from getting any health services at Planned Parenthood facilities. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Southeast U.S. and parts of the Southern Mid-Atlantic still getting pummeled by a winter storm that's dumped huge amounts of snow and ice. It's also led to the cancellation of over 1,000 air flights, and about 350,000 people are without power in the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Virginia. A different kind of cold weather story as radio stations nationwide are trying to figure out if they should be playing the song Baby It's Cold Outside. Deanna Martin is the daughter of singer Dean Martin, who famously recorded the song, but now a Cleveland station has pulled it from its playlist after complaints about the alleged sexual harassment content that some people hear in the lyrics.
I tweeted, "I think this is crazy. What do you think?" And then all of a sudden it went viral. More people were for it. They were saying this is madness. You know, we've gone insane now.
She was speaking to NBC News. A Denver station polled its listeners, and 93% of them said they should keep playing that song. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is supporting $750 billion in defense spending, and that would be higher than the $733 billion request that the Pentagon's expected to make for the 2020 fiscal year. Earlier this fall, President Trump told all cabinet officials to cut their budgets by 5%, but he suggested that the military would not face that sort of cut. Reuters reporting Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke with President Trump in the past few days about what the Pentagon chief views as the risks of a flat defense budget. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says there are no signs now of an imminent U.S. recession. On CBS's Face the Nation, Christine Lagarde says she sees no signs of a recession in the near term based on the information that the IMF has at this moment. But she does say if there are more tensions, like what's happening between the United States and China, investors will start to worry and wonder where they should put their money. She adds there is no threat in the short term, as its forecast is still for economic growth of about 3.7%, which Lagarde says isn't bad. And Ralph Breaks the Internet's the number one film in North America for the third straight week, the Disney feature earning about $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. By the way, you know, it's the season of giving, right? And we are definitely givers here at Bill Martinez Live. And I've got some great gifts to give away. All you have to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address. Tell me what it is that you would like most, whether it's a official Bill Martinez Live T-shirt with the inscription, God's Got This, and then you can read it however way you want to. It's a great T-shirt. We only have them in large and extra large, by the way, ladies, so I apologize to you up front. But my wife says it makes a great nightshirt. So you know how you guys like that kind of deal. So you've got the Bill Martinez Live T-shirt. We've got an interview with God, the DVD, or A.C. Collins's new book, which is stories behind the great traditions. You're going to love this book. You cannot put it down. It's a quick read, reminds you of all the great things about Christmas, colors, why there's wreaths, Christmas cards, Christmas carols, all this good fun to go back and remember. So, again, just drop me an email. Tell me what you would like, whether it's A.C. Collins' story behind the great traditions of Christmas, an interview with God DVD, or an official Bill Martinez Live T-shirt, God's Got This. Okay? Dr. Warren Farrell is back with us. I always look forward to visiting with him and continuing our conversation regarding his latest book, The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Dr. Farrell, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing even better now. I'm looking forward to talking to us.
Well, we'll keep the conversation going here. It is so important because I got to tell you, ever since our first conversation, the response from mothers, whether it's by email or if I'm in events and your name comes up and we talk about this, they are so grateful for your book and the information, because this is something that they have seen on the horizon. Well, it's more on the horizon. Initially they saw it on the horizon and then start seeing, you know, coming forth and realizing, boy, this spirit of invalidation that has crept upon our boys particularly is very dangerous.
Boy, you have put your finger on it when you use the word invalidation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really exactly what many moms and dads see with their boys. And there's been this purpose void. In the old, you know, the old days, we had this sort of sense of purpose, which was, you know, you're a boy, you will serve in this generation's war, and the larger message to boys is you exist, therefore you serve. Today, the larger message is oftentimes you exist, therefore you deserve, and mom and dad are competing to do as much as they can for their children, and doing what you can for a child to have good boundary enforcement and good discipline and to be able to be effective in the world is wonderful. But doing what you can to always sort of be there for his every need and whim does not teach him to be able to serve himself. It teaches him to be served. And so a lot of boys really are feeling the effects of this, but they're not knowing how to put words to it. Mm-hmm. And parents are then seeing that their son goes into high school, and they're learning that, you know, the world has been, you know, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not really that great to feel like you're going into life becoming one of the oppressors. And when they go into college, especially if they go into the liberal arts, they're, instead of really learning liberal arts, which is, you know, which is to everybody listening to everybody and learning many different things, they're often hearing that it's, you know, it's girls' time to speak up and boys' time to shut up.
Exactly.
And so boys have learned historically to, you know, to keep their mouths shut about their feelings anyway. Mm-hmm. And then we're telling boys this is toxic masculinity to, you know, to shut up and not express your feelings. And then when they do finally express their feelings, we say, you know, that you're mansplaining and shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like, right.
Well, what mm-hmm. type of mixed message is this?
Well, not to mention, you know, the whole language. The vocabulary has been commandeered in such a way that knocks you off balance, and you don't want to offend somebody. Somehow you've offended somebody because you're not woke and you're not all these other terms that they're using today, just to make things even more confusing. And then on top of that, what you experience in school now has seeped out like bad porridge out into the culture, where you have congresswomen telling men to shut up and sit down and, you know, just, you know, listen up, you know, kind of thing, or, you know, but basically get out of the market and, excuse me, out of the marketplace to have any kind of input. And then, you know, Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, she's playing the gender card. Hillary Clinton played the gender card. And it seems more and more, you know, even on a political divide here, Dr. Farrell, I'm real concerned that it's going to be men against women. I mean, this 2018 election, the stuff that's coming out, it's all about how the brilliant suburban women, you know, voted in the Democrats. I mean, it's a us against them scenario. And I don't know. I think that some of that information has yet to be really understood and ferreted out here. I don't think it's an easy thing just to say, well, suburban women, again, plighting, you know, women against the world, that it was all about them. But that's a whole nother political issue. But the point being is that we're being tribal here. And go ahead.
No, you guys.
No, I yield to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. You're putting your finger on something very crucial. And let me, you know, share with you and the audience, you know, I used to be on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women in New York City, and I was the world's leading male feminist. And what made me sort of deviate from that perspective was seeing exactly what you're saying, that there is that we as feminists developed something called patriarchal theory, and the basic belief was we live in a world dominated by a patriarchy that filled with men who made the rules to benefit men at the expense of women. Mm-hmm. And that is what Women's Studies 101 believes all around the world. However, it is just plain not accurate, and in some ways it's the opposite of accurate, meaning that the way boys grew up was to be willing to give up their lives to protect women and protect children and protect the country. And then we took a second piece of information that men earn more than women do for the same work, and that was fallacious in two very basic ways. First of all, let me say, if men earned one penny more than women do for the same work, I would be opposed to that. Mm-hmm. That would show a contempt for women that I am not okay with. But it is just plain not true, and it's not true in two significant ways. One is that that men do not earn more than women. That dads earn more than moms. Mm. Because when women and men have never been married and never had children, women never married women who have never had children earn 117% of what never married men who have never had children earn. But it's when men and women become fathers and mothers that the mother is far more likely to either be with the children full time, with the children part time, or to cut back on her full time work to have fewer hours so she can juggle being with the children to a greater degree. Whereas the dad is far more likely to say, let's say his passion is teaching, mm-hmm. and he quits teaching and becomes a principal or sells right. insurance, and instead of selling insurance locally, he sells insurance nationwide.
Right. We got to go to break. We got more.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I've been
dreaming, dreaming about a different place. With one God, no religion, no war, no race. Just a bunch of people looking different but loving the same. With one heart, one soul, trying to make the world a better state. Let's get it back to the way that it was when we said a simple prayer saying your will be done, amen. Happy to have a hot meal and a warm bed. Now everyone wants to be God instead of trusting. Let's make America great again.
Back with you just the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Warren Farrell is with us, author of the book The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Dr. Farrell, a couple of statements you made early on in the previous segment, and one was that boys have been, you know, trained to be protectors. And my instinct has been, and understanding is that it's not so much we've been trained as much as that it's the way God designed us. It's our natural instinct to want adventure, to, you know, go in and protect our families. We, you know, we're the ones, when our families are threatened, we're the first ones out the door to protect and make sure, you know, whether it's war, you know, that this country has conducted, it is men that rise up. It is the boys. It's our natural instinct. So I'm not so much that I would say that we have been, you know, trained to do that as much as that it's part of our wiring, I think. Okay. I'm sorry. Dr. Farrell, I guess we got disconnected there for a moment. Did you hear my statement? Okay, go ahead.
I did. I heard it perfectly. And the answer is yes, it is definitely part of our wiring, and it's also definitely part of our training. One of the reasons that boys are feeling such a lack of purpose today is that when they don't have fathers, it isn't part of their training to be that protector.
Yes, to be reinforced, right.
To exactly. be reinforced, exactly. Yeah. So both are very crucial. And two examples to prove your point is that about 99% of volunteer firefighters are male, not female. And, you know, here is not a pay issue. They're volunteers. Their pay is respect. Their pay is pride. Their pay is feeling like they're serving. Mm-hmm. We saw another example of this point in the Thousand Oaks shootings that were on Good Morning America. They tweeted that a woman who was celebrating her 21st birthday at Thousand Oaks Bar, at the Thousand Oaks Bar where the mm-hmm. shooting broke out, she said that there were, quote, there were multiple men that got on their knees and pretty much blocked all of us, ready to take a bullet for any single one of us.
Mm.
Now, that's amazing if you think about the, you know, here the guys don't even know the women, but they're willing to take a bullet and die for an anonymous woman at a bar where there's a shooting. And this is, and so we, and now back to your original point about invalidation, this type of service that men have been doing, dying for their country, dying for to protect women and children, dying at every, you know, every fire that's occurring, almost all the volunteer firefighters are men. This is part of our innate nature. Mm-hmm. And But that innate nature is also another part of our innate nature, which is to get approval and to be respected. And if
right.
if we are not told we need to do something like this, or this is part of being male, we're much less likely to do that as well. So the next question becomes whether we should be doing that, and whether we will continue to do that if women are saying, like Kirsten Gillibrand, that basically, you know, men have dominated us and men are privileged, and if you're male, you have male privilege and male power. Well, it is not power to die so somebody else will live. It's not privilege to die so someone else will live. To want men to die, to, you know, if you're a mom and dad and to be raising your son up, in a culture where he's still expected to die so somebody else will live, and then see that your son is not being even acknowledged for that, is a lose-lose situation that's putting many boys in a situation where they're saying, you know, hey, should I be doing this? This is sort of like the unconscious wisdom of boys is this is not a very good deal.
Right.
And then the second thing is, do we want to say to males, because you're males, you're expected to die, or then in order to be willing to be the one to die, you have to disconnect from your feelings in order to be willing to let go of yourself as a human being, and then you get blamed for having toxic masculinity because you're not in touch with your feelings. And so these are the questions that every family needs to be working through with each other and with their sons, and daughters and sons need, in the Boy Crisis book, I talk about setting up a family dinner night so that these types of discussions can intelligently be had around the family with nobody being right or nobody being wrong, everybody listening to each other's perspective on this, so that we can raise our sons in a way that allows them to make decisions that are both respectful of their innate nature, but also respectful of making free decisions as to what they want to do for themselves and their future.
Well, Dr. Farrell, I think what's going to happen is that when you get to that point of decision, when you have to be true to yourself, you're going to have boys and men still go and take the bullet regardless of what, Kristen Gillibrand, Dr. the senator out of Hawaii, what she says, and others like that that want to talk about toxic masculinity, because we just can't help but be who we are, and there are going to be those moments. What concerns me is the process leading up to that, is how much brain damage are we causing these kids who think they're a square peg in a round hole, and they're having to wade through all this stuff and filter through all the peer pressure, the cultural conversation of the day, mixed in with all this confusing language and this invalidation. What is that going to do for them? What kind of men, what kind of father, what kind of husband does that make them into be?
Boys today are feeling, and I hear this over and over again, extremely invalidated because girls are sort of often putting down everything that boys contributed and served as being something that is negative, and yet at the same time, they're still the ones expected to take the risks of rejection and asking the girls out. Mm-hmm. If they do it too quickly, they're accused of being a sexual harasser.
Right.
We have to remember that in California, it is the law that if you're on a college campus and you ask a girl out on a date and she says yes, and you reach out to take her hand without asking her first to give an affirmative consent, that is to say, yes, you may take my hand, thank you for asking, type of thing, but he's really required to ask. And then if he does not do that, it can be accused of sexual harassment. Now, this is the law in California, but it's also on the books to become the law in 25 other states besides California. And so, and at the same time, if he does, bring out a piece of legal paper to take her hand before she asks and get a signature that she in fact has given an affirmative consent, the girl is likely to look at him and say, what type of wimp are you?
Right.
And so the boy is caught between the expectation to take the sexual initiative and the fear that if he does it too soon or too quickly, he could be a sexual harasser and his life could be significantly damaged, or alternatively, he does it too slowly and he's called a wimp and the woman says, you are really a sweet guy, but I just like to be a friend. And then, by the way, the Kirk in your class, your math class, who's the quarterback in the football team, can you introduce me to him? And this is a type of dilemma. And the challenge is with #MeToo, the good news is that the girls are saying what they feel. The bad news is that #MeToo is now a monologue and it needs to be a dialogue. We haven't created a safe space for our sons to be able to speak up about who they are and what they're about.
Dr. Warren Farrell, his book, The Boy Crisis, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Farrell, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it.
It's a real pleasure to talk with you as always.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Chief James Comey says it doesn't matter who it is. He wants voters to give President Trump's 2020 opponent a landslide victory to prevent a second term for the president.
All of us should use every breath we have to make sure that the lying stops January 20th, 2021.
Comey telling an audience in New York City last night that Democrats have to put aside policy differences and nominate the person who has the best chance of defeating Donald Trump. A bit of a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court today for Planned Parenthood, as justices have refused to hear an appeal from two states that have been aiming to prohibit public funding for the organization through Medicaid. Louisiana and Kansas were trying to block people on Medicaid from getting any health services at Planned Parenthood facilities. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What do we want the men and women who work with us to say when we are no longer there? That we were more driven to succeed than anyone around us? Or that we stopped to ask if a sick child had gotten better and stayed a moment there to trade a word of friendship? Well, Dad, we're going to remember you for exactly that and much more. And we're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever.
And friends of friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long.
So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
We will pray the joy you'll live in is the strength that now you show.
Sitting with us was someone the president likes to call his little brother, James Baker, and his wife, Susan. As I said, there have been wonderful hugs and kind words throughout the day, kisses throughout the day. Toward the end, Secretary Baker and I were sitting on a sofa next to one another a few steps away, and he whispered to me, "You know, that man changed my life." A bit later, Secretary Baker was at the foot of the president's bed. And toward the end, Jim Baker rubbed and stroked the president's feet. For perhaps half an hour, The president smiled at the comfort of his dear friend. Here I witnessed a world leader who was serving, a servant who had been our world's leader. And what came to mind was Jesus. On that last night before his own crucifixion, having said everything there was to say, he wrapped a towel around his waist and without words, he washed his disciples' feet. As Jesus finished, he said, "I've set an example for you. Do as I have done. Serve one another. By this, the world will know you're my disciples, if you serve and if you love one another." At the end, we all knelt. We all placed our hands on the president. We said our prayers together. And then we were silent for a full long measure as this man who changed all of our lives, who changed our nation, who changed our world, left this life for the next. It was a beautiful end. It was a beautiful beginning.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, it's no surprise that families often say the road to college can be confusing. In light of the challenges of applying to college, the College Board is launching a unique scholarship program that maps out six simple steps all students can take to get to college. The $25 million College Board Opportunity Scholarships Program is open to the class of 2020 and officially launches in December, completing each step will earn students a chance for a scholarship. Completing all six steps will earn them a chance for $40,000 for their college education. Here to tell us more about it is Priscilla Rodriguez, the Executive Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board. Priscilla, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, this sounds exciting. So tell us how this College Board Opportunity Scholarships Program works.
Sure. So it's a new five-year, $25 million scholarship program, and it lays out the six key steps that students should take during their junior and senior years of high school in order to be able to apply to college. These are steps that help them plan, prepare, and pay for college, like creating a list of schools they're interested in, practicing for the SAT, filling out the FAFSA, the Free Federal Government Financial Aid Form, and then ultimately applying to college. So those are kind of four of the six steps. And so the way it works is if students complete any of those steps, they've earned a chance at a scholarship ranging from $500 to $2,000. And for students who do all six of the steps during their junior and senior years, they'll be eligible for a $40,000 scholarship. This is really about Excellent. Students' effort and action over those 2 years mm-hmm. along these six steps. And what that means is that any student who takes these actions can earn one of these scholarships, including students who never dreamed they could get one.
Oh, that's awesome. So what makes this scholarship program so unique?
It's different. It is really about how much students grow and how far they come. It is about effort and action. And so what that means is that there is no minimum GPA or SAT score that students need to have. There isn't a family income requirement, and students don't need to fill out an application or an essay. It really is about this simple six-step roadmap to college application and college planning, and the more effort that students put in, the more of those six steps that they complete, you know, the higher the chances are that they'll earn one of these scholarships.
Okay. So first step, what does a student do?
Sure. So to get started, students should go to cb.org/opportunity, and that's where they can learn more and sign up now to be notified when the program launches in just a few weeks in December. Once it does, they will get even more information about these six steps. And in fact, if students who are juniors now, class of 2020, want to kind of get a head start, they can get started working on the first step or the first activity now, even though the program hasn't formally launched. That's the one where they create a first kind of list of colleges that they're interested in, ones that they're researching and exploring. Once they create a list that has at least six colleges of interest on it, using bigfuture.org, which is our free college planning resource for students and families, they will have already earned credit for that first scholarship, and they'll see that progress right there when they join the program in a few weeks.
Oh, that's excellent. Priscilla Rodriguez is the Executive Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board, where she leads the organization's work on extending access to college for students through scholarships, including the development of the College Board Opportunity Scholarships Program that we're talking about right now. Speaking of the College Board's Opportunity Scholarships Program, Priscilla, why is it designed to focus on these six steps?
These are the six steps that, you know, research and data really show are key ones on a student's path to being able to go to college. In some cases, missing one of these steps can mean the difference in being able to go to college or not. And as we spoke with students and their families across the country as we were developing this program, you know, they told us how hungry they are for help, for a guide, something that helps them know what to do, when to do it, and where to do it. And the College Board Opportunity Scholarship Program kind of brings together all of those things. And talking to older students and parents who were looking back on the college application process, you know, they often told us that they'd wished they'd had something like this. There was a sense of, I wish I'd known that I should have practiced for the SAT. I wish I'd known to research colleges of interest earlier in my junior year. I wish I'd known to apply for financial aid with the FAFSA. We don't want students and families having that feeling of missed opportunity anymore. So this is really about helping clarify and then motivate and ultimately reward students for their hard work with scholarships.
Well, how exciting for you, Priscilla, to be involved and to head this program and, you know, and to help other students get involved in college. You know, for you, with especially with your background as a first-generation American of Colombian and German heritage and a graduate of the University of Virginia and Harvard Business School, this has got to be fulfilling for you to be involved in this program.
It's incredibly fulfilling. I tell anyone who asks, I really feel like I have my dream job. As you said, I was the first in my family to go to college in this country, first generation here, and it's meant the world to me to create something with a great team at the College Board that will help students feel less, honestly, lost and confused in a process that, that can be confusing for any family. But, exactly. You know, there are steps. There are ways that students and families can work through a complicated process and end up, you know, at a school that is just a great match for them.
Well, Priscilla, we appreciate the time and the information. Remind our students and families where they can go for more information.
Sure. So the College Board Opportunity Scholarship website is cb.org/opportunity.
Priscilla Rodriguez, Executive Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board. Priscilla, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good. Fighting
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Joining us now, David Bossy. He and Corey Lewandowski are giving us their latest book off their best-selling book earlier. This one is titled Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. David Bossy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, David. This book, Trump's Enemies, you and Corey got together. You felt like this is a book that needed to be written, that the storyline needed to be kept in front of we the people, lest we forget, in light of all the fake news that's out there that is trying to control the narrative of this administration.
That's exactly right. Corey and I wrote a book last year called Let Trump Be Trump, which was our campaign book about his rise to the presidency. This book is, you know, getting a chance to look at the first year and a half, almost 2 years of his presidency, and really reflecting on the vast left-wing conspiracy that is really out there trying to destroy President Trump, that started during the campaign and still goes on to this day.
Well, in your book, Let Trump Be Trump, you saw the power of this brand like no one else. Other people, I mean, even to this day, David, people are still confused at, you know, what makes Trump Trump and, you know, allows him to resonate with everyday Americans to the level that he does.
Well, part of it is because he speaks directly to people, and he says what he means, and he means what he says. He's not your average politician. He is a businessman who runs the government like a business, and he doesn't, he doesn't take no for an answer. Most politicians, they'll say, "Oh, well, let's try to do this," and then it doesn't work out, and they move on to something else. This President Trump is somebody who's totally dedicated to the promises that he made during the campaign and since, and every day he's trying to deliver on them.
Well, for Main Street America, that for years, dare I say decades, David, that has been dying to have somebody like a Donald Trump come in. I remember as a little kid having this conversation with my dad and telling my dad, you know, what our country needed was a businessman with a kind of the Chapter 11 mentality to come in, you know, to where there's no sacred cows. It's just, hey, can we make it work? And here it is, all these years later, we get Donald Trump, who comes into the White House, as you say, treating this like a business. I mean, let's make it work for the people.
You know, it's exactly right. And I remember years and years ago, there was a businessman named Ross Perot.
Yes.
And he ran as an independent, and he did quite well in considering he was a, you know, an alternative candidate, not a Republican or Democrat, and he did quite well. And it's actually the reason that one of the reasons that Bill Clinton
got elected, bottom, exactly.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that you know, the American people have recognized this before. It's just they've never had somebody who's been a, you know, member of one of the two major parties, which is really the key to success. And Donald Trump struck a chord with the American people during the campaign, and with his America First agenda, telling everyone that America's best days are yet to come. Very Reagan-esque. The Make America Great Again thematic was very Reagan-esque. And I think that that's the difference here is, you know, he's aspirational. He wants everyone to succeed. He wants everyone to have what he and his family has that they've built over the last 20 or 30 years. And he wants everyone to be successful. And that's fundamentally what every American should want. That's why he got 60-plus million votes, and that's one of the reasons that he's president today.
Exactly. And, David, you mentioned that you have Donald Trump, the candidate, who's on the campaign trail, and you saw that up close and personal, and now you're witnessing Donald Trump, his first 2 years of his presidency. What would you say to people that would try to suggest, as you said earlier, that politicians, you know, present themselves one way as a candidate and another way once they get elected? What would you say to them about Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, the proof is in the pudding. You look at the mainstream media. You look at the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. If he was somebody who said what he needed to say to get elected and then became Washington, became part of the swamp, when he got here, you know, I think he would have a lot higher approval ratings, right? But because he is somebody who stands tall and says, you know what, we're going to continue to drain the swamp. We've had some success, but we're not anywhere near done yet. And what he's doing is he's putting, you know, and trying to destroy the very livelihoods of the permanent class that's here in Washington, D.C. So, I think the proof's right in the pudding that he needs, that he is somebody who is going to continue to push boundaries, continue to try to do things differently, because he looked at the world and he said, you know what, the geniuses in Washington have been doing it wrong for the last 30 or 40 years, whether it's our economy or foreign policy, and this is something that he decided we're going to do things differently, and that's what he came here to do, and that's what he's still doing today.
Well, in his inauguration speech, he said, today America is going to be handed back to the people that it deserves to belong to, and that is we the people. The bureaucracy of the deep state saw that and heard it as a deep speech, as a dark speech, I should say. And they did not understand that was, if anything was a dog whistle to Main Street America, it was that, I would say.
Right.
You know,
no,
they got
no,
it.
There's no question. There's no question about it. What there is, you know, Trump, the president is going to continue to fight this deep state, whether it is the permanent class, those that cannot be fired because they're protected by the federal unions, or those, you know, Obama and Clinton appointees that have burrowed themselves in, whether it is those members of the intelligence apparatus or those former members of the FBI, most of them are gone, mm-hmm. and DOJ, that have been fired so far. But we've seen them misuse their power. We've seen that there needs to be reforms to the FISA application process, to the abuses that can, that your average FBI agent can abuse this process, and it's never happened before where FBI agents are trying to use their powers to defeat a candidate, let alone a candidate for president. But it's never been seen before, and I hope it never is seen again.
Well, this is a cultural issue, as you say, David, that runs deep. What else can we do to support this president? Because the veil has been pulled back on this deep state. I think what Mueller's got to report on, he's going to be careful because I see Mueller as part of the deep state, so he's going to protect his interests. But it's going to be quite revealing. What can we anticipate from that report that you think will expose this even more and maybe even encourage Main Street America, everyday Americans, to get behind this president to open this cancer up, to open it up and get it vacated out of our government so that we can, truly be great again?
Yeah, I think that we are seeing this president having to fight. And if you look at the Mueller probe in this ridiculous canard that is the Russian collusion investigation, that there's been no evidence of whatsoever. But we're going to see if Mueller was following facts and evidence, as though his defenders say that this is what's taken him on all these down these different trails. We'll see if he treated the Trump people with one set of rules and the Clinton Obama people with another set of rules. Because as I mentioned a moment ago, if those FBI agents are not investigated, if what James Comey did in releasing and leaking classified information it was a violation of the law. And
exactly.
Did James Comey lie before the Senate committees? So, is there one set of rules for Michael Flynn, who was interviewed by Peter Schrock, the FBI agent, who claims that Flynn had lied to him and gave conflicting information in two different interviews, versus a different set of rules for Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, the Clinton people who were interviewed by the exact same FBI agent, Peter Strzok, but he gives them immunity mm-hmm. from prosecution, and as part of that deal, destroys their computers and cell phones so that nobody can retrace what they did. This is the difference between the two. This is how those within the deep state, those within in power, use their powers to help one side and hurt the other.
David Bossi served as president of Citizens United since 2001, a Fox News contributor, beginning in August 2016. David served as deputy campaign manager for Donald J. Trump for president, then as deputy executive director of the presidential transition team. In 2015, Bossi was ranked number 2 in Politico's top 50 most influential people in American politics. He and Corey Lewandowski, the best-selling authors of the book Let Trump Be Trump, now give us this new book, Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com.